Hey there, pleasure seekers. It's your girl Tasha, aka the seducer, aka the pleasure dom, the one, the only queen behind her pleasure chest. Let's get into this episode that will guarantee to aspire you, inspire you, make you wet, make you horny, make you curious. Let's get into it. My pleasure seeker darlings, don't get mad at me. If you're a loyal pleasure seeker, I know you've all gotten accustomed to hearing a new episode every week. And since the pandemic, I haven't been consistent and with like every week. And I apologize, you know, right now, I just have a lot happening. Have a lot of moving parts, and you all know, because more than likely before this thing drops to the rest of the world, I'll definitely share it with my pleasure seekers first. So I'm working on something very special, and it's coming from me. Like, I'm doing this. So I'm taking my time and I'm just doing a lot of research, doing a lot of work before I can launch this publicly. It's taking up some of my time, and I'm doing the health and wellness thing as well, and that keeps me busy. So I am very, very sorry. But I do appreciate all of you for remaining loyal listeners. I appreciate everyone for sharing the podcast to other people. And as you listen, you share, and I appreciate it more than I can put in words. I have now over 6,000 plays total, which means folks are coming and you're listening, and I love it. And on top of that, there are new countries on the board. So to go from over 40 countries, now it's over 50 countries. So one day I'll definitely just dedicate time to shout out everyone from every single one of those countries I see on the board. So whatever platform you're listening on, whether it's Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Anchor, TuneIn, like there's so many platforms out there, Google Play, whatever platform you're listening on, thank you. And I appreciate it. If you're on a platform where you can do a rating or you can make comments, leave a review, please do so. It really helps. Now that I got that out of the way, let me say this off rip. This episode isn't your typical episode at all. I'm recording this one late, which, I mean, loyal listeners know I would record at some god-awful times. This one, I'm definitely just recording late, and I'm going to sound like I'm rambling, but I also think some people can relate to this. Have you ever been like, and I think I might call this episode sitting up in my room because the mere fact we're approaching the Monica and Brandy versus on Monday. So I think it's fitting. I'm definitely gonna name this one sitting up in my room. So I am sitting slash laying here and I'm thinking about a particular person. Someone that's special to me, dear to my heart. Feel like, yeah. So I'm having one of those sitting up in my room moments. And just like, you know what? Let me record because I feel like I'm not the only one that go through this, right? So I'm sitting slash laying here and I'm thinking about a particular person. And y'all know me. I love sex. So this podcast is all about. But I'm not just thinking about a person sexually. So a few nights ago, I thought about the person sexually to the point where, listen, child, I had to grab the vibrator, okay? Had to grab the vibrator and had to masturbate while thinking about this person. So now here I am thinking about this person again. And it's like a mix of sex thoughts and lovey-dovey thoughts and damn, why isn't this person in my bed kind of thought. You know, it's just a mix of both. And I was like, I know I'm not the only one that find herself late at night thinking about somebody. And you start wondering if that person's thinking about you too. You start wondering if the person's thinking about you, if they're having sexual thoughts, or you know, like your mind is just wondering. So I'm laying here, sitting slash laying here, right? And I'm thinking about this person and I'm reminiscing on all the good sex we've had. You have had good sex with somebody that is like, fuck, even if y'all not together, can we just fuck? Don't judge me. I know I'm not the only one. And females, I know y'all can relate. Majority of the listeners are women. So, fellas, I'm sorry. I mean, fellas, I'm sure you have that shorty, that when you think about her, you're dick it hard. For my females, you're thinking about your man, or if you're thinking about your girl, you know, okay, I won't be very heteronormative right now. So whatever your partner is, right? If it's a girl and your partner's a girl, a guy, your partner's a guy, man to him, I don't care. You're a special person, right? Y'all know I don't judge. I have love for everybody. But you're thinking about that one person and y'all might not be together anymore, but when you're thinking about that person, it's like your body parts are jumping, right? Whether it's your clit, getting all excited, pussy getting all excited, or your dick getting all excited. But it's not just the sexual organs, right? It's not just the body parts that's exciting, but something like your soul comes alive and your heart is doing this little funny beat, pitty pop, pop, pop kind of beat. And I'm just going to touch on a little bit on how sex is soul energy. Sex is a transfer of energy. I've said that before, and some people look at me like I'm crazy when I've said that. But you could think about somebody you fucked, and after you fuck them, your mood just feels off. Or after you fuck them, you feel good. You know, like sex is spiritual. I know some people don't want to understand it. They're choosing not to understand it because a lot of people look at sex are just like, yeah, you're just gonna get this nut, and you're just gonna move on. But no, sex is spiritual and it's so spiritual and deep, and the transfer of energy is so powerful that even when you're not in the same physical space with the person, just the thought of the person will get you physically aroused. That is powerful shit. So that's why it's so important to make sure and but be deliberate, especially for my 30-something-year-olds, my 40-something-year-olds. When you get to a particular age in your life, it's just like you have to be very deliberate with who you're sharing your sexual energy with. And I've said this on previous episodes that I'm picky as fuck when it comes to sex. It was 2020 and I've had sex twice. This is ridiculous. I mean, we know why, because the pandemic. But even prior to, I was very deliberate. I was very particular with who I share my sexual space with. And I'm laying here and I'm thinking about this one person. And the last time I saw this person, we had amazing sex. Like amazing sex. If you follow me on my regular page, you know that I have waist beads, and waist beads have its own history and meaning behind them. It's from the motherland, and motherland Africa, for those who don't know what I meant. But it's not just a fashion statement with waist beads, and Be Adored Waist Beads on Instagram is where I get my waist beads from. And I currently wear 7 waist beads. They all have meaning, a spiritual thing connected to my beads. I cleanse them, I set my intentions in them, I tap into the powers from them. And the last time I saw this person, I allow the person to touch my beads in a very intimate way. I allow the person to caress them and honor them, kiss them, and that was definitely transferring of energy as well. And to the point where after we parted, I didn't cleanse my beads until like maybe I would say a month later. I think it was about a month later, because it was like the new moon rising, and I cleansed the beads and my crystals and set affirmations and stuff. So I released their energy from my beads. However, that person's energy still with me, and I'm just like, I'm glad I chose that person, because the vibe was good. So the sex felt even more amazing, because there's a deeper connection with the person. So it's like when the sex happened, it's like, bam, whoa, mind-blowing kind of sex. Not, it was a mixture of love making and fucking. And y'all know when you combine those two, you just wop wop. Okay. So, okay, I know I digress. And if you're new to listen to the podcast, I'm so sorry. This is not typical. I'm just up late. My mind is wandering, and I didn't feel like I wasn't ready yet to go do my nightly meditation, but I was just, this person was just heavy on my mind, and I just wanted to share that out loud. And because then it will make me feel better, right? This is therapeutic. It's therapeutic to know I have a bunch of listeners who can totally relate to my random ramble of sitting up in my room, because we've all had that moment of that one particular person. Just think about that one particular person you've encountered that y'all not together anymore, or you guys were not ever even in a relationship, but you had sexual relationship, right? You know them situations, those that that's a situationship. But the sex was so powerful, the transfer of energy through sex between you both were so powerful that even in the midst of separation, meaning y'all not together anymore, or you physically don't live together, or whatever the case is, that the thought of this person can make your body tingle. The thought of this person will have you reach for your toy, or use your fucking hands, or definitely you just full on master your baits, okay? Like, that's some powerful shit. That is some, damn, why you can't be here right now kind of shit, Or, right, because I'm having my little fluff moment. Or you have those situations where you're sitting up in your room thinking about somebody, like, damn, I wish I could have took my fuck back. I wish I could take my sex back, because now I'm mad. That was horrible. I'm in a funky ass mood. That, again, transfer of energy. Sex is spiritual, and I'm just at a space now, or it's like, because I understand that at this point I'm content with, like, sex doesn't drive me anymore. And I don't know if it's because I'm older now. I mean sex didn't drive me before. It wasn't like the driving force for me, but I do have a high sex drive, and I've spoken about that on a previous episode. At this point, I've lost count as far as like which episode to tell you to go listen to. But although I have a high sex drive, I feel like right now in my life, I've contained it. I've contained it a whole lot. Because I have fully understand the powers of sex. Not that I didn't understand it before, but I'm talking about the tantric, spiritual energy transfer, the vibrational transfer, just that non-physical moment of sex. And because I understand that now, it's just like I'm content with not having it often. Like I'm content with, like I love masturbating. Ooh, I love masturbating. But now I even notice I can go a while without masturbating. I don't know if it's because I just keep myself so busy right now, or what. But or if it's my age. But research shows, and I'm trying not to have a full-on nerd moment because this is just a ramble sitting up in my room moment. But I've read some research that shows for some women, the older we get, the more we reach our sexual peak. So some women definitely reach their peak and some women slow down. You know, everyone is different. Like I've said a bazillion times before, when you read those research, you know, take it with a grain of salt. You know, don't, it's everything is not dead on facts. They didn't interview every woman or man in the world to get this data. So, you know, always take those things with a grain of salt. So, anyways, I digress. Let me go back to my sitting up in my room moment. So I'm thinking about this person, and my body's happy. It's like this calm space. Pussy jumping and getting all excited. My soul feels like a little bit of tingle. My heart is like bit about a bit about a bit about. You know, is this one of those sitting up in my room slash laying in my room moments of thinking about a person? And I say all of this to say, just come all the way back to be mindful of who you sleep with, you know, because their energy, their space, their vibrational pull will be around you. That will linger with you for quite some time, if you're not careful. So it's like you want to go with somebody that you know they be annoying you sometimes, but you're just doing it because you want to nut. And that person might have drama around them. They, you know, have all that extra shit. You know, when you sleep with that person, you're gonna be in a bad mood for a hot second. Or do you wanna sleep with someone that makes you feel good? That will make you laugh, smile. Like, sex is precious, you know? You can't just give it out to any and everybody. Unless you're going through your whole phase. And I feel like I need to have a whole topic on different level of whole phase. We're not gonna talk about that right now. We're not. Somebody just DM me and remind me I mentioned about talking about whole phases. Okay. But if you're gonna do it, if you're gonna fuck, if you're at a certain age where it's just like you haven't had it in a while, just just do an interview process. You know, if you do a one night stand, if it is somebody that you know their energy is off, when you do fuck them, go to a spiritual bath. Go do a spiritual bath so you can remove that energy off of you. Do some sage, you know, sage your bed, sage your pum pum, sage your cock. Like, just do. I said cock. Oh my God. But I'm just saying, like, think about those things. Just think about those things when you decide to lay with someone, because my granny always say, you know, you lay with dogs, you catch fleas. It's the same thing. You lay with somebody that's not a good energy, you won't catch that energy. You lay with somebody that has good energy, that makes your spirit feel good, you catch that energy, and then it's gonna linger for a while. So I'm just sitting up in my room thinking about this particular person, because this person's energy and vibration is still on me. And it's been a hot minute, and this person, like, is still lingering. So for the person, if you're listening, you know who you are, and thanks for sticking on me. Like, what the fuck? Now I feel like I need to go do a spiritual bath. Like, I cleansed my beads, and now I feel like, do I need to go do a spiritual bath? Because this person, I can't afford to have no more sitting up in my room, need my vibrator, because I'm thinking about your ass. Because I know you're listening. All right, y'all. I'm just gonna stop right now. And I'm definitely just gonna drop this just like this. No edit, raw and uncut. I'm just rambling because I had a moment and I wanted to share this moment, because I know everybody out there has had moments of sitting up in a goddamn room. All right, I'm out. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram. Follow. Don't just go to the page and do nothing. Follow the page. Comment on some of the posts. Like some of the posts. Help my algorithm on Instagram. Instagram be fucking up with these algorithms. You heard? Definitely. So follow the page on her. It's Her Pleasure Chest on Instagram. Or if you want, my personal page is goddess_Tosh. GODDESS_Tosh. Okay, slide in my DMs, ask me any questions, we can chat. I am not accepting anyone for consultations or coaching. I cannot add that on my list right now. But that's that. Slide in my DMs, say hi. I appreciate y'all. Thank you for always listening. And remember, be kind to others, but most importantly, be kind to yourself. Be bold, be true, be you. And most importantly, escape all the labels and embrace your king. Peace out. Mwah.